But in any event, I was getting the signal, this 1111 signal. He has this other thing I was involved with. And then later that day, all of a sudden, it was almost like I had some kind of metaphysical awakening. It's almost like there was another level I was shown. I was shown a scenario, and that scenario involved a planetary disaster followed by first contact.
And you're on it, Peter. You're getting close.
So it's the big picture. And basically, later on, subsequent to 98, after 2001, when 9/11, slowly I was given more information. I was able to witness what was going on. If you can detach from involving in this illusion, this program, and just watch it and see how it works, you will be able to understand it. You will be able to see it for what it really is and not what you would like it to be. And it's part of the reason that I'm here. This is a great time to be alive. These next 7 years is the reason that I and possibly some of your listeners, maybe a lot of your listeners, are here.
Outside of the moment when Christ was on this planet, which I would have loved to have witnessed, this is, I think, the best time to be on this planet right now.
I think it occurs every 26,000 years or thereabouts, give or take 100. We are now in the end of the end times of this particular program. If we are here in this holographic reality to experience physicality, to learn lessons, what greater experience can you have to be here at the end of a program? And the end of the program is 2012. And you want to know something, George? You know the winter solstice of 2012? You know what the exact time of that winter solstice is?
I think I'll be on the air then, won't I?
I hope so. But
I
do you know the
Friday
exact
night.
Time of the winter solstice of 2012?
It's 11/11.
You got it.
Yep.
And that's why that date is significant. Forget about the Maya calendar. Forget about the time wave theory or novelty or any of the ancient calendars or prophecy or the Bible code or channeling. The reason that 12/21/2012 is important because it has that suffix, 11/11, and that's what we're being pointed to.
So many people who listen to this program, Peter, are tuned in. They understand. When I first did my first full-time show for Coast to Coast, that night on the air, I announced that I would probably retire at 2012. I wanted to take the show through 2012. That was 3 years ago I said that. I'd been doing Coast for 5 years, but three full-time. I had no idea why I said that. It just popped into my mouth. You know, and now I'm at a point where I'm just going to keep going until I drop. But I want to get us to 2012 because I think that entire year leading up to it, that December 21st date, is going to be just dramatic for us. It might be one of the best times to be on the radio, quite frankly, to be able to do that.
According to the time wave theory, how time is speeding up, and they call these, according to the time wave theory, they call them species-altering events. You know, you have one in the first million years, then you have one in the next 100,000. I'm just, you know, giving an analogy. But In the 7 year period, you have like half of those species altering events, and in 2012 you have like 100 of them, and in the last minute, you know, you have like 10 of them. How can you even comprehend that? How can you even talk about what we're about to experience?
What is?
I even know where you're going to be on 2012, on December 21st, 2012. I'm not going to tell you now. I'll tell you later. But I know exactly where you're going to be.
Well, but I tell you, it's happening now to a lot of people. This awakening.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Whatever people are seeing this 11/11. They're seeing 1/11. I mean, it is amazing. You know, if we open up the phone lines later just for people to talk about that, you'd be amazed at the amount of people who are beginning to see this. And It's something. Do you made a major change in your life then, I think, because of this. You've gone from UFO attorney to a form of enlightenment. It's hit you, hasn't it?
Well, it's. I think it's part of the program. I am the UFO lawyer, so to speak, and I don't mean that egotistical. That's the part I auditioned for before we came into this reality, and that's the part I'm playing. I don't know if I'm going to get any kind of Cosmic Academy Award for it or anything like that, but if I'm going to play a part, I'm going to do it the best I can. And there's analogies. You know, you look at the movies we produce and we create, and you see how they play their parts. Well, it's the same thing here. Everybody's playing a part, except we don't know about it because it would defeat its purpose. But I don't see any difference. When I look around, I see a program. I see some other intelligence technology, whether it involves the biosphere and the exact specific ingredients that you would need, variables that you would need to get life on this planet. There is definitely intelligent design, creation, and control.